A movie that a lot of people have been waiting to see opened yesterday at the International House in West Philadelphia and will play through Sunday. The film is a documentary called Burden of Dreams, and it was made by filmmaker Les Blank. We'll be hearing an interview with him in just a moment. This film is the documentary of the making of the film Fitzcarraldo, which was made by German filmmaker Werner Herzog. In this film, Herzog tells the story of a 19th century Irishman who lives in South America near the jungle, and his dream is to build an opera house on the Amazon for his idol Caruso to sing in. But in order to raise the money to do this, he has this scheme to harvest rubber trees in a very inaccessible place. And in order to be able to harvest the rubber, he's got to be able to get a boat onto the river there, but he can't get a boat against the current. So what he has to do is drag this boat over a mountain to the other side. And the Irishman uses the labor of many of the Indians there to drag the boat with a pulley over the mountain. It becomes an obsession for this character, and the obsession in this film was compared to Herzog's obsession in the making of the film Fitzcarraldo. And since he really is... He very much wants accuracy in his movie. He really filmed this in the heart of the jungle instead of in part of the jungle that's near a city. And he actually hired many Indians from that part of Latin America to pull a real steamship, was about 350 tons, over this mountain. Les Blank was there to film this, and Burden of Dreams is the documentary about the making of Fitzcarraldo. And it features sequences with Jason Robards and with Mick Jagger, who were in the original movie, but Robards got sick, and the Jagger role was written out afterwards, so they're not in the final film, but they are in the documentary footage. Before we hear an interview with Les Blank, let's hear an excerpt from the film Burden of Dreams, in which Werner Herzog, the director, is talking about what it's like to be in the jungle.
Of course, we are challenging nature itself, and it hits back. It just hits back, that's all, and that's grandiose about it, and we have to accept that it is much stronger than we are. Kinski always says it's full of erotic elements. I don't see it so much erotic, I see it more full of obscenity. It's just, and nature here is vile and base. I wouldn't see anything erotical here. I would see fornication and asphyxiation and choking and fighting for survival and growing and just rotting away. Of course, there's a lot of misery, but it is the same misery that is all around us. The trees here are in misery and the birds are in misery. I don't think they sing, they just screech in pain. It's an unfinished country. It's still prehistorical. The only thing that is lacking is the dinosaurs here. It's like a curse weighing on an entire landscape. And whoever goes too deep into this has his share of that curse. So we are cursed with what we are doing here. It's a land that God, if he exists, has created in anger. It's the only land where creation is unfinished yet. Taking a close look at what's around us, there is some sort of a harmony. It is the harmony of overwhelming and collective murder. And we, in comparison to the articulate vileness and baseness and obscenity of all this jungle, we, in comparison to that enormous articulation, we only sound and look like badly pronounced and half-finished sentences out of a stupid suburban novel, a cheap novel. And we have to become humble in front of this overwhelming misery and overwhelming fornication, overwhelming growth, and overwhelming lack of order. Even the stars up here in the sky look like a mess. There is no harmony in the universe. We have to get acquainted to this idea that there is no real harmony as we have conceived it. But when I say this all full of admiration for the Changi. It is not that I hate it. I love it. I love it very much. But I love it against my better judgment.
Director Werner Herzog, he directed Fitzcarraldo, and the talk that we just heard is an excerpt of the film that's a documentary about the making of Fitzcarraldo. That film is called Burden of Dreams. Burden of Dreams is playing at the International House through Sunday as part of the International Cinema Series, and the International House is located at 3701 Chestnut Street in West Philadelphia. And I'll have a phone number for you in a couple of minutes after we hear the interview. Les Blank and Maureen Gosling are the documentary filmmakers who made Burden of Dreams, and they recently spoke with Michael Goodwin of Pacifica radio station KPFA in Berkeley. Michael Goodwin actually spent a couple of weeks working on the film Burden of Dreams. He even recorded the Werner Herzog monologue that we just heard. He does a radio show about film on KPFA, and when he spoke with Les Blank and Maureen Gosling, he first asked them how they got involved with Herzog and Fitzcarraldo.
Well, I'd met Herzog at the Pacific Film Archives in 1975 and saw Caspar Hauser and was very moved by it and showed him a film called Spend It All that I'd made on the Cajun people in Louisiana. And he was very impressed with that and wanted to see more films, and we got along and I found him interesting. And over the years, I would talk to him when I saw him at the Telluride Film Festival. And then one time I told him I'd like to do a film about him. I thought he'd be a fascinating subject. And he didn't have a lot to say about that. And sometime later, I did do a film about him eating his shoe called Werner Herzog Eats His Shoe, where he was fulfilling a vow he'd made to Earl Morris that urged him, egged him on to make Gates of Heaven. And I got a call from Herzog sometime after that saying, I'm making this film about pulling a boat through the jungle. Would you like to do a film about the film? And I thought I might, and we met in Berlin and talked about it, and then I somehow agreed to do it.
Did you ever have any reservations or concerns over the fact that this was going to be a dangerous shoot, and Herzog has a reputation of being, if not a careless man, certainly a man who takes great risks in order to achieve great artistic ends?
I was somewhat nervous, yeah, especially when I saw La Soufriere, the film about him filming in an active volcano that was due to go off at any minute, and the whole town of 40,000 had evacuated, seriously believing this volcano was going to blow. And he looked at this as some kind of prank. And so I knew he was a little bit careless with his own life, and I was nervous, yeah.
Now that the film is over, do you feel there were any points at which you were in more danger than you needed to be?
Yes. At the first time we were down in Peru setting up a camp for the actors and crew in northern Peru, in Aguaruna, Indian territory, we were threatened by the Aguarunas, who wanted the camp, you know, not there at all, and they were threatening to attack and kill people. And we were waiting, looking into the bushes, figuring out when they were coming and which direction they would be coming in.
A lot of members of the leftist press were very upset about that incident. And I remember that for about 5 or 6 months, there were stories circulating that Herzog had been violating the human rights of the Indians and all that. What's your line on that? I mean, do you think he was?
Slightly, but not to the degree he was set up to. As it turned out, the man who led the faction of the Aguarunas who were burning down his camp was actually hired by the oil companies to recruit labor, Indian labor, for the oil companies at prices lower than Herzog was offering. And there were incidents reported to the press that Herzog and I was there tracked down, and a lot of them were completely false.
In a way, I think his style and yours can be contrasted interestingly here, because you also have made a career of making films about traditional artists of one kind or another. Most of your films are, of course, about traditional American musicians, although a few of them are also about food, and now there's a big one about a filmmaker. But still, it seems like you can get in and out, and everybody loves you, and nobody ever questions the one-to-one relationship between you and the people you're filming. And yet Herzog, in a similar situation, seemed to get a lot of bad press and stir up a lot of resentment. And I can't help thinking that it's as much a matter of style as anything else.
Well, he was there doing things different from what I usually do. I go in and film what people are normally doing. I don't ask them to do things they don't normally do. But one thing the Indians in the Amazon don't normally do is carry 300-ton steamships through the jungle or live in camps of 400 people when they're used to living in small settlements of only maybe five or six within a 15-mile. The nearest neighbors would be many miles away.
Les Blank speaking with Michael Goodwin at Pacifica radio station KPFA. Les Blank with Maureen Gosling made the film Burden of Dreams. It's a documentary about the making of the film Fitzcarraldo, which was shot in the jungle near the Amazon. And the film Fitzcarraldo was directed by German director Werner Herzog. Burden of Dreams is currently being shown at the International Cinema, which is located at International House in West Philadelphia. And it's showing tonight through Sunday. For more information, you can call International Cinema at 387-5125. Ask for extension 222. That's 387-5125. And the International Cinema is located at 3701 Chestnut Street,